What if I told you there's a way you could be a second shooter at a family session so you can see exactly how the photographer prepares, how they interact with their clients, what they say when they're posing, or when they choose to use fluid motion, what they do when kids might not cooperate or dad might not be in the session? What if I told you there's a way you can see what the gear is that they're using, where they're positioning themselves when they're shooting, what factors they're taking into consideration when they're shooting? What if I told you there was a way you could see what their straight out of camera images look like, and then you could see their editing process too, so you know exactly how they get those start to finish images and those polished ones you see in your Instagram feed? Now, what if I told you could be that second shooter without ever having to leave your house? What if I told you that not only do you get to watch it from home, but you didn't have to remember every single thing you were trying to learn the first time you watched it? What if you could watch and rewatch as much as you wanted? How would that improve your images, your posing, your confidence? Now, what if I told you there is a way you could be a second shooter not only for one photographer, but 26? That's exactly what you'll experience inside the 2024 Online Family Retreat. Your inspiration will soar, your art will improve, your posing will become more fluid, and your confidence is going to increase so, so much. And honestly, your clients are going to feel so much more comfortable. Head on over to themilkyway.ca/family retreat. It all gets underway May 29th, and we hope to see you there.
Again, I just go back to rapping, whether that and capturing those natural poses. There's babies do not have to be sleep to get a beautiful gallery. And quite frankly, parents love it when their babies are awake. They love those facial expressions. I love to grab what we call the baby mug shots. So yeah, I am all about just continuing with my workflow, whether that baby is awake or asleep.
Welcome to the Art and Soul Show, where we dive into heart-opening chats on photography, business, life, and that messy in-between. I'm your host, Lisa DeJaso, a mom, a photographer, and entrepreneur, and I'll be sharing honest conversations and advice for photographers with insight on mindset, entrepreneurship, and creativity. The goal of this podcast is for you to be able to gain insights and strategies that will get you real results. Because let's face it, having a photography business can be lonely, but it doesn't have to be. This is the place you can go when you need a boost of encouragement, a kick in the pants, and inspiration to pick up your camera. This is the Art and Soul Show. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to the show. I'm super excited to dive into today's conversation with Angelica Sam. She's a published photographer and educator located in Houston, Texas. She specializes in newborn, maternity, and family portraiture. She's an ambassador for APNPI and has a passion for sharing her knowledge and safety practices among the newborn photography community. She hosts newborn and maternity workshops around the world. She appreciates the people she's met, the stories told, the hours kept, and the capturing of some of life's greatest milestones. She is an incredible human. She's come and taught with us for the Milky Way a few times, and I've just had the pleasure of getting to know her over the years. So welcome. Welcome, friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for having me. It's a pleasure working with Lisa every single time.
So tell us who you are and what you're passionate about.
Oh my gosh. So I am just a mama with a camera who decided to turn this into a business and just couldn't imagine where it could have taken me. But yeah, I am a portrait photographer who specializes in newborn and maternity. I am a wife. Like I said, mama, all the things. And I am a hot mess most days.
Same friend, same. Ain't no perfection going on here.
We just make it work.
Exactly. Now, can you share a little bit how you got your start as a photographer and maybe some lessons you may have learned along the way?
Absolutely. So I actually got my start as a photographer by basically being a broke college student. I had my daughter pretty early at 20 years old. And so I was still in school and I just wanted pictures that I saw of babies and moms with their kids that I just at the time could not afford. Me and my husband were just starting our lives together. And so it was just a time that financially, it just was not feasible. So I went out and bought a Nikon entry-level camera. And I was just like, you know what? This is what's going to have to work. At least I can capture these moments as they come up. And that turned into a year. And then I would just post them for friends and family. At that time, Facebook actually was just for college students. It was very funny. That's telling my age a little bit.
So I'm like, vote 2007.
Yes, yes. But yeah, I would just post, and then people would start asking, you know, hey, can you take some pictures? And I was like, sure. So I basically started out as a hobby that turned into a successful business. And now I couldn't imagine life without it.
Yeah. Oh, those baby snuggles.
Yes.
I've actually taken a year off of my photography, just pressing pause on my photography business and solely working on Milky Way this year. I miss my baby so much.
Yes, I can imagine. But I'm sure passion projects and all that has been amazing too.
Absolutely. It was so funny. We were out for dinner last night for my husband's birthday, and this family walked in with a baby, and he's just like, can you stop craning your neck? It's like, just you can't walk over and go see the baby. No.
Don't sit. Touch. Don't touch. Right. Don't touch. Yes. I get the same thing all the time. No, stop looking. Look away. Let's go.
How long before you started to feel really confident in your newborn sessions?
So I would definitely say it took me about 4 years. I wish I could show some of my early work. It was definitely mother's love. I'll just leave it at that because you love your baby. But yeah, I will say it definitely took me about 4 years to really get a consistent workflow where I was like, okay, I feel like I'm going somewhere and I've got this now.
Now, I know when we have our clients fill out the form and you realize that this is not their first baby. They've got about a 14-month, 16-month toddler coming too. So do you have a trick to get those little toddlers to cooperate?
So I always am when clients book me, they get a questionnaire, and the questionnaire is going to ask them, like you said, about toddlers and family and parents and things like that. And so I kind of send them out a prep guide with like, bring their favorite little snacks, their favorite little small toys. I have a little duster that I use specifically, no cleaning, just to kind of keep their attention. But I love the little puff snacks. I will put that in their hand in a little second. I'll sometimes put it on the top of baby's head, just to get a composite right quick. So whatever needs to be done to get the shot for mom and dad.
I love that. Composite. I love that you mentioned composites because I think that's so important.
Yes.
That, you know, new photographers don't always realize that.
We're not always putting a toddler right next to a newborn baby. Yeah. No.
I've actually used a doll with a toddler before and then Photoshopped the baby in after.
Yes. Yes. 100% have done that before. Teddy bears, whatever I need.
Keep the baby safe.
Yes. Sometimes those toddlers don't like newborns too much, though.
No, so. Oh my gosh. I had one that bit his brother one time. Like,
I don't think I've ever had that, but I did have someone where I was like, he reached that hand back and was ready to smack the baby. Oh, I was like, yeah. Ah!
No, he bit the baby and he bit me. So that was just like, that was a weird session.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep, exactly.
So do you supply items like a client closet or like what's your process?
Yes. So I do. I have a client closet of over about 120 gowns for maternity, whether it be accessories. I do provide jewelry. We have 2 makeup artists on site. I have an array of newborn outfits and wraps, all the things. We are a full service studio that basically we really like for our clients to just come in and enjoy the moment, and we're going to take care of everything.
I love that. It's such a peace of mind thing for clients when they know what to expect too. And so they're not, because, you know, often you'll hear, okay, so I've booked my session. What do I have to go purchase now? And you're like, actually nothing. Like, just leave it to me. This is why you're paying me. So you don't have to pay all that. Right?
Like, right? Exactly. Exactly. And most of the time they're not going to wear that big poofy gown more than once or twice. So does it make sense? So yeah.
So do you have a favorite pose for your newborn sessions?
Oh my goodness. People ask me this all the time, and I really don't have a favorite pose. I can say the most requested is typically going to be froggy and relaxed posing. I guess I love the relaxed posing. I love to see just baby naturally laying there and capturing the little tiny features, whether that be the toes, the nose. So that'd probably be my favorite.
Love it. I think chin on rests is my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, that one's cute, too.
I don't know why. Like, that just one, like,
Just baby, just looks relaxed.
That's my jam. That's my jam. So what is your go-to workflow when a session starts to go sideways? Like maybe it's the baby or the dad or somebody.
Yes, we've had some dads. No, but typically I am a rap girl. I have a full workflow for rapping and different rap techniques to make sure that I can still give a full gallery if the baby is wide awake or super fussy.
So how do you handle sessions when the baby refuses to sleep?
Again, I just go back to rapping, whether that and capturing those natural poses. There's babies do not have to be asleep to get a beautiful gallery. And quite frankly, parents love it when their babies are awake. They love those facial expressions. I love to grab what we call the baby mug shots. So yeah, I am all about just continuing with my workflow, whether that baby is awake or asleep.
Like honestly, if I could just have my entire business just being like, and I love pose, but if I could do sessions of babies making funny faces, like that is my jam. Like yes. I love them so much.
Yes, I do too. I do too. I just had a client who bought like 6 mugshots and she has them on her. It's so pretty how she has them displayed on her wall.
I love it. I love it. So can you share your business model if you are all digital, IPS or a hybrid, and why you chose that route for yourself?
So I am a IPS hybrid model. Basically that means I do IPS. So I do sell in person. Number one thing that I always have to tell people is that I think IPS, people think IPS is so much work, but it really is literally just selling in person. No more, no less than that. And so I do believe that also clients want their digitals. I am a person that loves my digital, so I do not want to necessarily take them away. And so I love to incorporate the two models of giving digitals while also selling products to decorate the walls of my clients' homes.
Now, how big would you say your average galleries are?
Typically, my gallery is about 35 to 40 images.
Now, can you share a story maybe about one of your most memorable sessions?
I've had so many memorables. I think probably the one maybe from this year, I had a mom who had a twin pass away. And so while it was heart-wrenching, it was really beautiful. They had made a handmade seahorse. And so this seahorse was incorporated throughout their whole newborn session. And it was just really, at the end, we did one with the twin along with the seahorse that they brought along. And there was a little sound, no one pressed it. And while it was laying there and I was taking the picture, the heartbeat went off in there. And it was just not a dry eye in the room, but it was a really amazing experience. And clients love their images. So that was probably a very memorable session.
I love that. And I love that it's sometimes when we get ideas from clients, it's hard and you're like, I'm not really sure how to incorporate this and how to create meaning. So what advice do you have for, like, instead of initially being like scared and no, I can't do that, to being like, okay, let's make this work.
Right. So again, our clients are paying us. So I am not one of the photographers that's going to be like, no, you can't use your personal items, or no, you can't bring this or that. They're paying me. So it's my job to be creative. So whether that means now, will it necessarily have to go on your social media or your website and things like that? No. But will it be meaningful? Will it be beautiful for that family? Will they love you and probably return clients and rave about you for years to come? 100%. So I definitely recommend finding some way to make it creative, whether that be having baby hold it, put it in a bowl, wrap, whatever the case may be. But I can guarantee the parents will love you for it.
So with the pandemic that happened a few years ago, I know that we're still all coming out the other side of everything that happened. I know that I may had to make some significant changes in my business, and it's actually led me to taking a year sabbatical, not realizing how burnt out I actually was. Have you noticed that you've made any significant changes post-pandemic or any mindset shifts that you've had since that time?
Yes, 100%. I definitely feel you on the photographer burnout. I definitely, I think I had really slacked on just self-care and taking care of Angelica. And so one of the things that I did was got really serious about having my time off and having a strict schedule for work and for time for me and time for my family. So I definitely shifted my time, my work time. So I'm off on Sunday, Mondays, strictly edit on Tuesdays, and I work Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Saturday is every other Saturday. And that's only because I just needed, I needed that time to kind of decompress. And I think clients and just people in general think that we just work all the time. We don't have freedom. I saw a little meme that basically said, you know, she saw me at the movie and she was like, hey, where are my pictures? And I was like, wait a minute. We still need free time too. Hold on. So yes.
It's so true. It's so true. Because I remember like there'd be times where like we'd go out for dinner, my husband and I, and I'd see clients and I'm like, I owe them a photo.
Right.
Like,
and you're kind of looking away.
Like, and I'm just like, no, I need to live my life too. Like I'm allowed to not be a photo machine.
Yes, right? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, as long as you're within your time frame, like go enjoy the movie, have a snack, drink some wine, whatever.
Yeah. And I think what I love too is when you mentioned your schedule there, you're actually scheduling in your editing time beforehand.
Yes.
Whereas I think a lot of photographers, that's something that we have to learn along the way is that when you book that client, you have to remember like it's going to cost you other time.
Right.
And you've got to figure out some place in your schedule that you're going to put it. Otherwise, you're hooped.
Right. Or you're editing at all times of the night and
not fun and not pulling out your probably best quality work too. You're just trying to get it done. I've been there.
You live and you learn. That's why I have that schedule now.
Seriously, right?
Yes.
So are you ready for our lightning round?
Yes. Let's go for it.
Okay. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Most luxurious vacation you've ever been on?
Oh, I love Jamaica.
Me too.
Love, love, love Jamaica. Yes.
Where'd you stay there?
So we've been about twice now. And so the first time we stayed, actually was my honeymoon. So we did a cruise and we stayed in Jamaica. And then the second time, I can't remember the name of the resort.
Yeah. I think we went to like Principessa or Princessa or something princessy or something, but we had an amazing time. It was so good. I love Jamaica too. What was your favorite TV show as a kid?
The Proud Family. Oh my God, I love that cartoon.
That's fine. I don't remember it.
Okay, Lisa.
I'm in Canada.
I don't know.
I'm Canadian.
If it's there. We're going to blame it on that. We're going to blame it on that.
Last thing you did for yourself as an indulgence.
Massage with my girlfriends. We had a good time.
Morning person or night owl?
Definitely a night owl. Do not wake me up in the morning. I hate it.
I keep trying to be a morning person so bad. Because I'm like, I've read the 5 a.m. club. I'm like the 7:15 club. Like,
yeah. Right? Yes.
I can't 100. Get up any earlier than that.
And it's only because I have to take my kids to school. So exactly. I get up at about 6 a.m., but I'm not happy about it.
Go to karaoke jam.
Probably, y'all, this is too funny, but I'll Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey.
Yeah, nice one. Do you have any personal projects going on right now? And what is it if you do?
So right now I am trying to close out a new course that I have coming out, which is called The Refresh. So it's just refreshing in your business. And this particular course is talking about mindset and financially making sure we as photographers are also saving for retirement and healthcare, just all kinds of stuff that we don't necessarily talk about. So that's what I'm working on right now.
I love that. We'll make sure that we definitely put that in the show notes for you too. So what is something that you've accomplished as an adult that your younger self would be proud of?
Probably owning a successful business and just being a mama. Because when I was a kid, I said, you know, I don't want any kids. And so I look back now and I couldn't imagine life without them.
Right. I love that. Where do you feel the most centered and happy?
Oh my gosh, at home. I am a couch potato. I just love to be in my own space, in my own peace and quiet. So definitely at home.
I love that. That's so funny. I was joking with my husband. He's like, every day I hate wearing pants because it's winter where we are right now and he can't wear shorts. So every day he's like, I can't wait to get home and take off my pants.
Okay. We're
middle-aged now, huh?
Yeah. This is what we like to do.
So funny. What's your favorite comfort food?
Pizza. I love pizza.
What are you most grateful for in this season of life?
I'm probably grateful for family and friendship. This has probably been one of the toughest years of my life. I lost my mom last Christmas Eve, and so this has definitely been a tough time, but they've really been showing up for me and just keeping me going this season, so I'm grateful for them.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry for your loss. And
thank you.
Just giving you the biggest hug.
Thank you.
When do you feel most authentically yourself?
Probably when I am shooting and when I'm teaching, when I'm in my element. I absolutely love what I do. So when I'm shooting, I'm capturing memories for other families. And when I'm teaching, I love seeing my mentees in those aha moments. So that's when I feel myself.
So what is the best piece of business advice you've ever been given?
Stop buying all the things and invest in your education. That's it. Stop buying all the things. I won't say that I stopped buying all the things, but I did invest in
some. I know, right? Seriously. You don't need to have that full caddy in all the colors. Just learn how to change the color.
That's it. Invest in your craft.
Yeah. Where can our listeners learn more from you?
I have workshops all set up for 2023 all over the U.S. And so you can check out my social media and my website to find out more about that. But yeah, that's where you can find all education things for me.
Love it. And you're actually coming back to teach for the online newborn retreat. So can you share what you're going to be teaching?
I am going to be teaching all about workflow and staying consistent when you have a newborn session. It doesn't matter whether baby is fussy, wide awake, sleepy. I'm going to show you how you can get a pretty consistent workflow so that you can provide a consistent gallery for your clients.
So I'd love to end my interviews just with this last question, and it is, what are you currently curious about or artistically curious about?
Man, that's a hard one. So I think right now I am just really appreciating and learning more lighting techniques. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm looking at gels and LEDs and just playing with that. So I'm really enjoying that right now.
I love that. I think it's so important that we remember to infuse playtime.
Right, and just be creative.
Yeah. Right? I love it. Well, Angelica, thank you so much for joining me today.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure.
Oh, my beautiful friends, I hope you loved this conversation just as much as I did. I am sending you so much of my light and my love today and every single day. We'll see you next time.